Here comes the star attraction, so don't you budge. Here comes the man of action, here comes the judge.
And I'm Ted Steele, padding my part. And on monitor this half hour, you're in for some surprises. And you know, if I told you now what they are, they wouldn't be surprises anymore, would they? So, just trust Uncle Ted. Stand by. Have faith. The way Patty Page does when the prize is worth it.
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman, giving all your love to just one man.
Is? Well, you would if you were a handicapped youngster, unable to travel to school, but eager for an education. A teleclass is the phone hookup between those youngsters, each in his or her own home, and a teacher at the school. It's a good program, but it recently had to fight for its survival, and now it faces a new problem. But Sam Edelman, an 18-year-old Brooklyn kid, president of the teleclass, led the fight to save the program, and is meeting the new problem head-on, as he willingly told Monitor's Edwin Newman.
What's the problem, Sam?
Well, the problem now is that we did spend 5 long months combating for the teleclass. What we want now is the public should know and understand about this so that we don't have to go through it, because tendencies are now that we just might have to go again through this fight.
Why do you think you might have to go through it again?
Well, the Board of Ed is quite sore at us about, you know, winning this, and that nobody has yet told us that they are about to reinstitute this as a permanent program.
Why is this program so important to you, Sam?
Well, you know, handicapped education, or education with a handicap, has been kind of in the dark ages. We haven't gotten a total education since we've been in the homes. We don't get to communicate with other kids. Now, every kid needs to communicate with another kid. Every person needs to know what other people feel, to be able to communicate further with another human being, to know what he feels like. And this is the process of education. Education is not one and one is two. As the way we are doing it now, it's not the little red schoolhouse routine where you have to memorize everything and learn it that way. You have to be able to learn how to communicate with people, what people are, and better be able to just get along.
Sam, about this this teleclass that you're a member of, how does it work? How do you get the assignments? How are you tested? How are you graded?
Well, it works exactly like a classroom. It's over a conference line system. You can talk to the teacher can talk to you, you can talk to the other kids. Now, we get a test by the teacher asking questions. We put down, we then answer the questions that she gives us, and the teacher grades us right.
Sam, did the Board of Education give you any reason for not wanting to go on with the teleclass?
Yes, money. They said they had no money. So what we did was we rode away to Congressman Sauer, and he found where we could get money from the State Education Department. Then we showed that to them, and they said, well, they kept on making excuses.
How much money is involved in this, Sam?
$8,400. It is the smallest program in the United States.
$8,400 a year?
That's right.
Is that money now assured?
That money is assured plus a little extra. Actually, the federal government has given us $11,000 so that they can hire some administrative help.
But there is no way for you and the others to take your courses any other way. You just can't go to class, for example.
No, we absolutely cannot. We are either too physically handicapped or some kids are too emotionally handicapped. This hasn't altered our brain power, to put it one way. We all wish to go to college once we get over our difficulties, and this is the only way to do it, is through having a balanced education like any normal kid, and the phone is the easiest method and most moderate method.
Thank you very much, Sam. I've been talking to Samuel Edelman, a young man who wants an education and is determined that no incapacity, either his own or the community's, is going to stop him. This is Edwin Newman, NBC News, 4 Monitor.
As if the letterman didn't have enough to carry in this holiday season, they're shouldering another burden. A pretty little package.
Put your head on my
shoulder.
It's 18 minutes after the hour, and there are 20 shopping days left before Christmas, and you're on the Monitor Beacon.
Hi, this is Jim Gerhardt. Did you know that a child is waiting to call you Mama or Daddy? Write the Children's Aid Society, Box 263, New York 10010. That's the Children's Aid Society, Box 263, New York 10010.
Relax. With me, Jack Hayes, 9 to noon weekdays, right here on WNBC Radio 66, New York. WNBC Radio 66, New York.
That seals my name, and keep those cards and letters coming, folks. That's what I always say. What do you always say, Dean Martin, huh?
Wagon train of love is moving slow. And I can see the peace pipe burning low. You criticize each little thing I do. But listen, baby, I've got news for you. There's two chiefs and nine opinions around this house. Baby, I'm tired of this old game you play called cat and mouse. If you don't give just a little bit more, look at all the things I have to do to keep this TV running just for you. Well, times are tough and warm, but it's hard to say. Who's a squaw and who's a brave? Well, there's too many chiefs and I'm abandoned around this house. Baby, I'm tired of this old game they call cat and mouse. If you don't give just a little bit more, both gonna lose the race. 'Cause there's too many chiefs and I'm around this place.
After 6 years of trying, success came this week to Weeview Bank and the New York Jets football team. And here's a Monitor interview with the winning coach.
This is Kyle Rote for Monitor Sports, and my guest today, head coach Weeview Bank of the New York Jets, who have won the American Football League's Eastern Division title with three league games still remaining to be played. And first of all, Weeb, have you dried out yet from the champagne that was poured over your head when the Jets clinched the title on Thursday?
Yeah, I've gotten through that and all right.
Hope it wasn't a good suit.
Well, let the dry cleaners worry about that.
Weeb, I know you must be extremely proud of your team for their performance this year.
I certainly am. Several of these boys have been on this football team since its inception. I think there's about four of them. And, of course, we've been known as the Jets for 6 years. And a lot of those fellows have really worked hard through the years. And this is the first year it's paid off as far as they're concerned.
You know, I know a number of the players grew mustaches and beards and promised to keep them on until the club clinched the title. Have they shaved them off yet?
Well, most of them got them cut off, and one fellow had a little difficulty with the razor wasn't sharp enough, but I think all those that said they were going to have him off within the next day.
What about Joe Namath's Fu Manchu beard?
He didn't have it up for practice, but I'm pretty sure he will have it, because he was in the group.
Weeb, I guess the logical question is, with the title now sewed up, how do you plan to finish out the season? You have three games, starting with tomorrow's game against the Miami Dolphins.
Well, first, Kyle, we'd like to win them all. That's our objective all the time. But we do have some little minor hurts that we would like to get well, and wherever we can do it, well, we're going to try to get those men good and well.
Weeb, of the three teams still in the Western race, Kansas City, Oakland, and San Diego, which one has given the Jets the hardest time?
I have no thoughts on that whatsoever. They've all been tough. The thing that would make it difficult for us, for example, if we played San Diego, a team we defeated twice, you could feel that there might be some complacency, and we have the greatest respect for San Diego, although we did beat them twice, but we have great respect for all three of them.
I still recall your statement when you took over as head coach of the Jets back in 1963. You said then that you felt it would take 5 years to build a champion, and this being your sixth year at New York, you missed your prediction by 1 year, but I think you might have done it last year had you not had your two top runners, Matt Snell and Emerson Boozer, sidelined with knee operations.
I don't think there's any question about it, and they have contributed quite a bit this year. Matt has particularly had a great year. And whenever we've had Emerson's been in and out the season, he missed a lot of valuable preseason training and came on later, but they have contributed quite a bit to our success.
Well, we begin our congratulations. It was a great season for you.
Well, thank you.
Weeb Eubank, head coach of the New York Jets, the Eastern Division champions of the American Football League. And this is Kyle Rote for Monitor Sports.
Coach Weeb Eubank of the New York Jets, a winning combination. Here's another winning combination for Jacks and a Jill. Mr. and Mrs. too. Here's something that might bring you closer together than ever before.
For the total male, a gentleman's cologne, aftershave, and you spray cologne. He'll love Chanel for men, and you for giving it.
And on Monitor Tomorrow, sometimes referred to as At Home with Henry, host Henry Morgan will greet, more or less, Jackie Collins, sister of Joan, and author of a new book, The World is Full of Married Men. singer Frankie Lane, author James Lipton, whose new book, An Exaltation of Larks, is one of the most highly praised of the season, and Stephen Birmingham, who jumps on the jet set. Monitor regulars Bob Considine, Joe Garagiola, and Dr. Joyce Brothers will be along, and a report on Santa Claus and the happy, hippie holiday scene of San Francisco. Now, that's tomorrow on Monitor. Right now, the man at the piano, Roger Williams, Only for Lovers. For Lovers and everyone else across the country. In and around Oil City, Pennsylvania, you can bring us in on WKRZ. I'm a steel man myself, Ted, if we're on a first name basis, and I hope we are. And you know something? You are my host on Monitor.
This is Chet Huntley. I'll be with you each weekday with my emphasis, plain talk, on NBC Radio.